This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, yesterday on Cross Hope, we ended with a story told by Dwight Walter, who referred to himself as an ACOA, an adult child of an alcoholic. He told about being raised in hell, where chaos felt like home, confusion felt normal. It was a bleak story. We continue in the middle of that story and complete the story today. God bless you. I was raised in hell. My parents taught me insanity, fear, and hatred. And yet as a believer, and you need to hear this because this is a word for somebody today. He said, the Lord didn't deliver me out of it, but the Lord delivered me in it. It's not a play on words. I knew exactly what he meant. What did he mean? The Lord's hand didn't come out of heaven and say, Dwight, I think it's time for me to take you out of your home and put you in this home over here 20 miles away. That didn't happen to him. He stayed in that home. But he said, the Lord delivered me in that home. I think I know what he meant. That God's grace and redemptive power and deliverance power delivered him in that situation. And that's got to be a word for somebody today, because maybe you're dealing with something, you're dealing with someone, you're dealing with the situation, and you said, Lord, get me out of here, get me out of this place, get me out of this job, get me out of this situation. And the Lord says, I'm going to deliver you in it, not necessarily out of it. And I really believe that could speak to somebody today. Deliverance is a good biblical word to think about when you take communion. Today, when you take communion. Lord, thank you for my deliverance. The second word is forgiveness. Forgiveness, that's a given. But some people don't appreciate the forgiveness they have because of Christ. Everything that has to do with forgiveness in your life, remember this, is tied into the cross. Please get this. God doesn't forgive you because you're a nice guy. God doesn't forgive you because you're a pretty decent woman. You know, you're pretty good. And when you take communion on Sundays, I hope you don't rehearse your good things. Like, Lord, I sure hope you appreciated what I did Tuesday for you. Lord, I hope you're grateful for what I did Friday for that older person. It has nothing to do with your worthiness or my worthiness. It has nothing to do with my acts of righteousness or yours. Our forgiveness is based on the death of Christ, period. And he became our sin on the cross, and we forget that. If I could quote Richard White again from his book, this is a story that most men can relate to. He said, there are two things all men seem to have. One is a junk drawer to store our stuff. The other is a comfortable old t-shirt that is now a rag. For some of us, getting rid of that favorite t-shirt, no matter how bad it looks, is not an easy thing. Oftentimes, men refuse to use this particular rag because it used to be my best t-shirt. But he says, I've noticed that for many of us, once we designate a shirt as a rag, even if we never use it, we can't seem to make ourselves wear it because now it is a rag. No matter how many times we wash it, bleach it, sterilize it, or purify it, it's a garment that will never be worn again. And then Richard says this, God's word is clear, that everyone is clothed in something. In Isaiah 64:6, we're told, all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all of our righteous acts are like filthy rags before the Lord. You don't bring your resume to communion. You don't bring your spiritual track record, neither do I. You don't bring a list of anything. You say, Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner. And I recognize that all of deliverance and all of forgiveness comes out of the cross. Well, this message will conclude tomorrow. I want you to hear a powerful story as we conclude. A reminder, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you've missed on Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.